replete with warm tofu milk and dried kumquats, we left the village of Palin and headed for an improbable place called Fool's Paradise. It's an amazing sculpture park about 45 minutes out of Guilin. And let me tell you the fairy story of this place. Over the centuries, any number of remarkably wealthy men have decided they needed pleasure domes. Kublai Khan, of course, comes to mind, as does William Randolph Hearst with San Simeon, and more recently in Australia, David Walsh with his Mona Gallery in Hobart. We've just come across a pleasure dome which makes them all look a bit like amateur hour, and I want to tell you the fairy story about it. It concerns a Taiwanese tycoon called Rai Chang Sao, who late in life thought there must be more to life than death. What was his problem? Well, he'd made immense wealth, literally billions of dollars, out of mortuaries. So there he was, wallowing in wealth, but his life wasn't perfect. There were niggling doubts about its meaning. So almost following in the footsteps of the Buddha, off he goes, wandering around China, trying to find the answer to the real meaning of life. And then suddenly he found this, what was for him the centre of the universe and the centre of personal meaning. Because here he was in this magical, mystical landscape with all its mad, happy little mountains, and he found a valley in the middle of it which he could buy. And so buy it, and indeed he did. All up, it's about 1,500 acres. But the part we're going to talk about tonight in the fairy story is about 120. What he did was he made a leap from mortuary marble and granite to massive sculptures. He decided he would invite the best marble thumpers on earth to come to this little place where he built a lovely little hotel for them with about 40 rooms. And 150 of the world's leading sculptors, not all people who thumped stone, many of them were welders of large pieces of metal, and they were free to express themselves on an unprecedented scale. Such was his patronage. He talks now he's in his mid-70s, and he talks of spending well over $1 billion on the precinct where I'm sitting now. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of statues, from quite minor little whimsical works to monstrosities. Many of them are grim, quite a lot of them are witty. It's an enchanting place. But the major contribution is made by the immense sculptures of the mountain. They seem to enclose this space like huge fingers with this venture in the palm. Now, let me tell you what he has to say about it himself. Many people have wondered why I should throw myself into a quixotic arts project like the Yuzi Paradise and the Hotel of Modern Art. I've been called a fool many times over, so I decided to give my park the ironic name of Yuzi Paradise, or Fool's Paradise in Chinese. You've got to like this park. The fool enjoys doing what he believes is right, as I've said many times. And we all know that private funding for the construction of art parks is rare enough, even in developed countries. Many people of means simply decide to rest on their laurels and enjoy material comforts. But I, the fool, observe that while China now enjoys more material wealth, we still lack aesthetics in our daily life. To enrich the nation and the world's aesthetics is my life's goal. Now, not a bad proposition. I'd like to hear something like that from you, James Packer, if you're listening, or from all the other immensely wealthy Australians who could, in fact, be giving something back. And what he has given this region is astonishing by any global standards, anywhere in the world or at any time in history. In a strange way, the mission statement that this extraordinary fella has written is China's new official policy. It's extraordinary that a billionaire from Taiwan is helping to execute the new 5-year plan, because as we've discussed on the program previously, Beijing now recognises that rising standards of living, of affluence, even of great wealth, do not solve a person's human needs. And even the communist regime now realises that people must have a spiritual dimension. And I think it's funny that it comes from someone who's made his money out of death and is giving it back to life. So if you get the chance, dear listener, and you ever get to Guilin, come along to Homer and see what a great fool can achieve.